In terms of living in the world of form, I mean, I would assume going into jhanas or formless states that it happens in a set amount of time. Not that it's set, but you don't stay there forever.
No, not at all. Absolutely, and that's the that's the function of wisdom, because a relinquishing of attachment, because there are people who are proficient in entering states of dropping the body, dropping. But you have to pay attention to the intention, in the sense that I don't want to be here, don't want to exist, I'll go into a formless realm. Space cadets. And completely non-functional, which is not really the point of the Buddha's teaching.
If you happen to exist in a body, it seems you have to learn to live in the body.
Yes, that's why there's so much emphasis in these, both in terms of the Buddha's teaching, very explicit teachings over and over again of the importance of mindfulness of the body in many, many different ways, and then certainly the teachings of the present day Thai forest masters, tremendous emphasis on mindfulness of the body, because that's where you get your reality hit. that's where you get your impetus for relinquishment, and that sense of this is no joke. And we have the possibility of complete peace and freedom. But it's within the conditions. It's not having to run away from them or annihilate them in some way.